read a lot to you and yours. Ladies and gentlemen, my homeboy. Yo, get at him, dog.
You don't wanna fuck with me today, cause a little something, something go your way. Yeah. Try not to be like that today, cause I'm a real motherfucker from round the way.
Come on.
And we don't give a fuck when we're rocking the place. We're only giving a fuck if you're invading the space. So
yeah.
Get your groove on.
Gotta get your groove on.
Don't keep us waiting too long.
Keep us waiting too long.
Don't you treat me like a toy, kid. Do you enjoy this? Every single second I'm alive, I'm a mess. Got these laser beam mic checks. Communicating through the genelec. High tech, keep you on the run now. Don't wanna be that.
All right, this is the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, good to be here, good to be here. And now, next up on the phone lines, we have Mr. Over 9000 in Florida, line 3, go ahead.
How you doing, brother? Can you hear me?
Here just fine.
Can you hear me? You can hear me just fine?
Yep, loud here.
Okay. Well, you know, here, I've been doing a little bit of history searching here. I've been looking back at, like I told you before, I like Andrew Jackson. I like things he did, but then a whole lot of things I didn't like. I don't like slavery, and I don't like what our forefathers did, but they've got us this Constitution, this beautiful piece of paper that could be opened up for all free people, and it did. But, you know, it's kind of like, the more you learn, it's kind of like, you know, you watch Breaking Bad or Sopranos. It's like this bad dude, but he does good things. But no, he don't do good. I don't know. Well, I'm not saying George Washington. Slaves are bad, okay? I could never live with that. And when I found out about that when I was a kid, it really hurt me. And I told my friends, well, if you grew up like that, into that, no, I couldn't grow in it. Even if it was people I didn't like, I wouldn't enslave them. I think somebody would rather be shot than be enslaved. That's a horrible thing. But then, when you get to the BLM thing and you get to some of these things, I think George Soros is behind all this stuff. And I'll go back to the divide and conquer, the plan. I mean, you talked about the protocols before. You were talking about that's part of it to turn races against each other. But I think people have been at each other's throats because we're different since the beginning of time. So it doesn't really matter. I want to blame a lot, and I don't know care who I hurt on here, who I make mad, but you know the curse of Ham, you know the Old Testament. I blame a lot of what happened in building this country on religion, because slavery was part of going to church, man. I mean, the Old Testament taught to have slaves. And what really eased me up is I listen to this network, and I love your show. I love you because you have such a different, you're different than the rest. You know, you have, you're just
you.
Different. Everyone's talking about Jews, and then I love Jesus. Well, you worship their God. So I don't get that. I don't understand
that too. And it's like, do you understand, you know, that picture on the wall of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy? That's not exactly who's spoken about in the book.
Well, if you can even prove he existed. I was a Christian for many, many years. And you're talking about missionaries. I worked with missionaries. I looked at my old checkbook. I used to give a lot of money to those Ethiopians, like you're talking about. There was a guy at Fort Worth, Texas, James Robinson Ministries. I used to help him, do things for his ministry, do things. I gave to World Vision for many years. I sponsored children. But I'm not here to brag about good works. I've done all that. I understand all that. And I want to get a shirt that says, nobody's life matters. Or you know, screw everybody, you know what I mean? Or my life matters, screw you, you know? But it's just this whole thing is stupid. And you might disagree with me, but I have seen things get worse.
Growing up, I used to have a saying, I dislike everybody equally. I'm so antisocial growing up. I get your point.
I hear you. I don't know. I kind of just let it all go, man. You know, it's like you look back at how this country was found, and there was some, you know, you got some good out of some evil. I mean, it's evil, and I know where you come from, man. You're a black guy. I mean, and I know you gotta speak up for your people. You're like the only black dude on here, and I get it, man. You know, like I said, I grew up with black folks. I had black friends, still have some. The black guy showed me everything I know on the guitar about. Yeah, now, I I'm a little older. I don't keep up with the music and stuff, but I think everything, like I'll keep telling you, I think everything has changed in the last 30, it seems like it's changing even faster and faster. In the last 30, 40 years on race relations, it seems like black people are getting more pissed off at white people. And I've watched a lot of these videos, too, the Young Turk videos are coming up on my feed now on Facebook of the cops pulling people over. And they're pretty good.
But, I don't want to say, you can't say that anything is happening more these days. It's just, the stuff has always been there. It's just that we see it now because we have video media that everyone can access. It's been there. It's been there for a while. It's actually decreasing, I can say. I mean, if my dad was still around, I mean, you know, he'd be like, you know, why are you with this white woman? Don't have any kids with her. You'll water down my genes. Yeah. You know, he would say all kinds of stuff like that.
People are for their own kind. I mean, you know, that, well, you can put that back. You can go back to the Bible with that, too. There's somewhere in there, I'm telling you, probably tells you to be with your own kind. You know what? Me, and probably you, if you love somebody, you love somebody. You're not with them because they're a different color. You love them. If you're against love, then, man, well, who are you? You know what I mean? But, yeah, and then there's the white genocide theory. We're all being bred out and all this. Well, you know, if you migrate a lot of people into one area, that's going to happen. And I think that there's some truth to that. You know, not only that.
So throughout history, you have had... And this is not a hateful statement. It's just a matter of fact that the Caucasians that nomadic and from one place to another, they absorb the culture, they absorb the knowledge, then they genocide. They move place to place to place. It's for the simple fact that the last of the lands have been discovered, there's nowhere else to go and do that. So now it's going to stagnate, and then it's either going to become so stagnant that there's, you know, you're going to be inbred and die out anyways, or you're going to have to assimilate with the people that you're with now. That's just
right.
Sociology.
It's nature. It's science. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I got you. I mean, I don't know.
If white people are so angry about mixing and joining better part of humanity, I don't know. Go to the moon. Call Elon Musk and say we need a whites-only colony. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, you didn't see white people who acted like black people like you do now. They just didn't act like, you know, they would say, hey, man, cool, give me five. Some white guys would grow an afro and wear, you know, go do disco stuff, you know, and they'd wear these platform shoes and all that, but didn't act like this thug stuff, you know, like they've been to jail and all this new language, like, you know, for a while. I remember when what's up came up, like in the middle ages, what's up? What does that mean? What's up? Okay, we got a new word here, you know. I mean, language has changed, music has changed, even country music. I was watching that the other night. That's gone to hip-hop. I mean, so you can't say black people haven't made a lot of progress. I mean, you got your own television. You had a president. You got sports. You got, you know, I mean,
I
you know, it's not
Obama.
Like, huh?
I don't claim Obama. Well, you can keep him.
Well, I know. Well, I'm just saying, you know. Right. But I hear you.
Yeah, if we have a race draft... you know, we'll take Tiger Woods, but you can keep Obama.
right, yeah. Well, you keep all of them, as far as I'm concerned. It hasn't really been a good one since I don't know when, but like I say, I think one thing we do have is Constitution came out of all that. I think it's a pretty good speech. I think what they did, from my understanding, they took a little bit from the Greek culture, a little bit from the Roman culture. They took a republic was a Roman dad, am I correct? And the Greeks were real big on democracy, right? So they fused the two together, like guys like Ben Franklin and Thomas. And I just learned Thomas Jefferson died broke. He owed the bank $100,000. Some guys weren't as rich as you think they were. Well, they were at one time. And even though Andrew Jackson didn't have a whole lot of money at the end of his life either. And he owned acres and acres and had all kinds of slaves. The only thing I don't like bad about him, he did some cool things, but he had slaves, and that's not cool. You know? I mean, I can't really like the guy. I like what he did fighting the British off.
He's going to die broke.
Huh?
So I'll tell you what, there are no presidents today that are going to die broke.
No, I wouldn't think so, really. They're part of the machine. Yeah. I'll let you go, V. You probably got another call, so maybe Pat will call in. She'll probably be all pissed off at me. But or maybe Rev will call in. Or play some more video stuff. It's good stuff.
You know, I haven't heard from Rev in a long time. Now I'm concerned. Is he still alive?
He might be in jail.
It's odd. How last time we heard from Rev, Mike? Like, 2 months? 2.5?
It's been a while. Yeah, he was calling my phone all the time. But yeah, I haven't heard from him, I guess, in a few weeks.
You give out your phone number? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not a very good idea. I don't think I would do that.
Well,
I don't have much more to say. Play some stuff. Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I thought I'd lay all that on you, man.
Well, and, you know what? Because DeSantis, you know, says open carry is now legal without a permit. I might be moving to Florida one day.
Well, I'm a convicted felon. I can't have a gun. I'm not going to get it expunged. I'm not going to push it. I have a pellet gun, and, I'm armed. I can say I'm armed to my neck. Well, I'm not going to say anymore. I want to incriminate myself. But personally, I'm not going to walk around with one, you know. Hopefully, I won't need one. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's get with Gregory in California. Line one.
V. Oh, V. Hey there, brother.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's traversing on that last call. Yeah, I highly recommend. There's a lot more different avenues besides lead, brass, and powder for a projectile. There's so many different ways to throw things out there to inflict damage to whatever you want to defend yourself against or be offensive. And I think we should have been offensive a long time ago because we've been so offended by the money changers that control what we're experiencing as we speak.
Sure.
Yahoo? Yeah. Is that fairly concise and to the
I'm picking up and putting down
general point. My phone's not working well. Are you there?
No, I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm just listening.
No, okay. So yeah, that's pretty near what all I had to say on that point. And then I was listening to I forget what program it was about energy and they were talking about the different ways of generating electricity, like all these solar, miles of solar cells over the planet, killing off the natural plantation and just putting up these stupid moronic solar cells. Or the windmills that are killing off the bird plantation for, give me a break and flipping ass. Ooh, I get so passionate. Makes me want to throttle some dispassionate politician.
Well, you know, let's not discount those solar panels.
Putrid pieces of putrefied buzzards. No buzzards. That would be giving buzzards a bad name, puke. I mean, these guys are beyond that. They are so evil, which is anti-life. Look at it backward. Yeah. They are the antithesis of evil. They, the epitome. And they all need to be put on a plantations they developed. Hold on. I gotta go. I'm on the phone. Excuse me.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyways. Yeah, hey, V and everybody out there, I love you much. And be free. Be free. Russell Brand. Tally-o.
All right, it's good hearing from you, brother. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Yeah, I hope so, too. Yeah, tally ho.
All right. Tally them hoes. All right. Well, I want to get back to these clips. Some of them are funny. Some of them are just out there. What we got next? Let's play one, Mike.
Good evening. Every teacher that has a pride flag in their classroom should be fired and arrested. The gay flag is a sexual flag. It represents nothing other than sexual things. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and questioning. What business is it of anyone on this board of what children would like to do with other children? It is none of your business. It is between them and their parents. Now you're sending out surveys that's asking students what their gender is, what their pronouns are, and whether or not you should be telling their parents. Could you imagine if my son or one of yours went to school and said, hey, I'm gay, and you never knew? I refuse to believe that any of you think that that's appropriate. Because if you think that that is appropriate, you would be a predator. Good evening.
Yeah. There's this guy who's going around city councils. He's a gay man, and he's giving these speeches. He's entirely against having any kind of sexuality talked about in the schools, which is sensible. It's reasonable. I mean, what children are is natural. And I know when it comes to being adults, we want to change certain aspects of children so they can be ready for the world. However, some of these natural aspects of these children are something that they're going to carry on for the rest of their lives. And we have no business perverting it. have no right to get in the way of it. When I was in elementary school, primary school, we fell into our natural roles. One of the popular games that we would play during free time was house. You know, you'd have like this little play set kitchen area with chairs, little chairs and little desks and stuff. And, you know, you'd play house. A girl would partner up with you. She would be your wife, be the husband. And it was funny. And just as characteristic of my generation, a millennial, when I played house with a girl, you know, the girls would come through, be like, okay, you're my husband. We're married. Okay, you can do the dishes. I'm going shopping. Go pick up a doll. Oh, here's our baby. Here, you get to wash the baby. I'm going to go out. It's like, what the hell is going on here? Don't I have a job? Aren't you supposed to go out? Or, I'm sorry, aren't you supposed to stay home while I go out? No, you do the dishes. I don't want to do the dishes. So, I think it's funny how these things change, because playing house is probably a little different than, you know, the generation before me. Or a generation before that. It's like, well, where are you going? What, you going clubbing? Yeah, so anyways. Yeah, there was no pride flag. There was no talk of what I might be interested in sexually. That's wholly inappropriate. Should not be in the classroom. It should not be in any federal building. The only flag that should be up in a federal building is the state flag and the United States flag. That's it. Anything else is a point of personal privilege. And that is not sanctioned by the state. At least it shouldn't be. Talk of conformity, you know, socializing in conformity. The only thing elementary school, high school, and junior highs, the only thing that they're there for is to prepare you to be able to work a job, pay your bills, and to stay out of trouble. You add in anything else is a social crime, in my opinion. Let's play another clip.
Kind of ironic that a white man is wearing a woman for Trump and a feminist for Trump when I consider myself a feminist. And
did you just assume my gender? You said white man.
Okay, I see your point.
How do you know I'm not a woman?
I see your point. You need
to check your white privilege, your white female privilege, I think.
You think?
A little bit. I actually identify as a non-binary, gender-fluid dragonkin.
Are you trying to make up? Are you just trying to be funny now?
Like part dragon, like I can breathe fire, and sometimes I flap my wings and I whoosh into the sky.
Rules for thee and not for me. You see how that works? These people get so under a high horse, they forget the rules that they made to get them to where they are and to be able to say the things that they say. That's offensive to me. Oh, what? You're gender fluid? You identify as a woman? Oh, let me shut my mouth then. I can't complain about your weirdness, because that would just make me a freaking hypocrite. And it does. It's all made up stuff on top of hypocrisy. Glad someone actually did that to one of these libtards. That's what we should all be doing to them. That's what we should all be doing. He pulled the reverse Uno card on this lady. I absolutely love it. I need to learn some of that judo before I come back to the States. Seriously. And speaking of coming back to the States, I think I'm going to put up a fundraiser sometime. Hey, help me get back to the States. I got most of what I need. Got me getting an RV. I'm going to need some solar cells. Some solar panels. Going to need probably an air conditioner fixed or put in. Going to need, you know, just to be able to live. You know, I'm going to need like a generator. Something like that. I'm going to be on the road. And I could definitely use some support, some help. Anybody got any spare money to donate? Because this thing has been so expensive. This whole move is going to be entirely expensive. The RV is not cheap. Motorhome's not cheap. All things that go with it, not cheap. Gasoline, not cheap. Ticket to fly back to the States, not cheap. The train to get to the airport. Not to mention, I'm going to be like 500 miles from where I need to get to once I fly in to... I fly into the States. So that means travel up to where I have to go and pick up the RV. You know, I'm doing all this stuff for you guys. I tell you the truth, I'm very comfortable where I'm at right now. I don't want for anything. But I'm willing to hit the road, to go out there and tour, talk about free speech, open up the platform, and give power back to the people. So at any point, any of you guys who support the show would like to support me further, I would definitely be grateful. One patriot to another patriot. American patriot. At that. So I'm going to try to make a fundraiser official page on TLB Talk this weekend. So if you could, I don't know, throw me $100 a piece. I don't know. That would be nice. But whatever you got, you know, coffee cup change, that would be nice too. So anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another right here, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Aggravated, stupid, and I hate it. This line is just crying, suicidal, getting lined. Getting mind bouncing, freaks loose and sleep, counting sheep. Absolute cash and loot, men in black, packing heat. Born and blazing, rotten, raising fingers up. Time to wave them, show these players playing that they better get their hands.
All right, yeah, so we're here. Thank you for that, Mike. Speaking of which, how's your four-day weekend? You sound a little tapped out.
Yeah, I haven't been sleeping too good in the last week.
Right. Four-day weekend, and, the old ladies, She is keeping you busy, isn't she? Yeah, it's okay. We're all adults here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a little difficult for me to adjust to waking up early, you know. Julie, having done all the morning stuff, you know, she has to stay up late, but at least she's, you know, she'd already had that kind of in hand, you know. I'm over here like, oh god, sleep, then no sleep. So I'm working on it.
Any chance that you're going to go back to the regular schedule?
Not anytime soon.
Okay. Well, I would love to help out if I could just... Oh. Lots of projects happening. I know I can't talk about most of it, but hopefully I'll be training the next generation of people who have some damn sense. Take over. But we'll see. I'll see what my business wilds can do. Anyways, let's hop into these little clips. I'm loving these things. Let's do the gun control one.
One person with a gun can control 100 people without one. Now picture this. You're standing there in the bank to cash a check. Somebody walks in and holds up a gun and says, "Everybody lay on the floor." Everybody lays on the floor. Now, picture this. Every red-blooded, honest, God-fearing American citizen is packing a gun. He's not looking for trouble. He just has a gun, just in case, you know. The guy walks into the bank, pulls out a gun. Everybody lay on the floor. Instantly, 80 guns are pointed at him. "No, sir, you lay on the floor." Gun control is not about guns, it's about control. Every dictator has wanted gun control. Lenin wanted it, Stalin wanted it, Hitler wanted it.
Yeah, exactly. Gun control. It's not about gun control, it's about control over you. That's exactly right. Now, I know the pastor, preacher, who made that statement is not very popular because he's a creationist. And, of course, you know, anybody with some sense knows that, things didn't just poof out of nowhere. Things had to work itself out. Things had to evolve. Now, there may have been someone around to influence our evolution. That, I definitely think, is definitely a possibility. To re-engineer our evolutionary path to become the humans that we are today. I know we got calls, but let's do one more. I love what Cat Williams has to say about Suge Knight.
Do you have any idea who shot Suge?
I'm pretty sure Suge knows who shot Suge.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so when he comes out of sedation, sure, anybody who gets shot will tell you who shot them, right?
Yeah.
But if the police say nobody shot him, I believe nobody shot him. And if nobody shot him, that's the same nobody that shot Tupac. And if nobody shot Tupac, it's the same nobody that shot MLK. And if nobody shot him, that's the same person that shot Malcolm X, too. It's a lot of nobodies out there, and nobody minds if nobody comes up missing, right? That don't bother nobody, does it? Certainly doesn't bother me.
Do you have any idea?
Yeah. Fans are dirty, and they're also expendable. You won't hear about these people who are assassinated. Because the people who assassinate them are probably dead too. Play stupid games and you win stupid prizes. That's what I say. Work for the government and you'll get government pay. Yeah. Life of a Fed. Anyways, you know, I love how Cat Williams, I don't want to use the word woke, but he's the most real dude out there. That's my guy. Cat Williams, I mean, people wonder, where's Cat Williams? Where's Cat Williams? Funniest guy ever. Well, he ended up throwing away his career because he didn't like what he saw in Hollywood. There's no way they could convert this man. There's no way they can get this man to have sex with children. Have these gay Hollywood orgies. He said he didn't want none of that. And ever since, he's been under attack. I mean, Cat Williams just looking like a regular dude these days. I'm not quite sure what kind of money he's got anymore, but, you know, I think he'd rather be broke than to give his soul away to the industry that's into some Luciferian type of stuff. Hear me, I don't say satanic. I say Luciferian, devil. Devil type of stuff. Okay? We're not talking about the shaitan. We're talking about the devil. Anyways, I see that we've got phone calls again. So let's go with Pat in Fort Worth, line one. How you doing, Pat?
Oh, hi. Okay, I'm just trying to turn the sound up. All right. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
I can barely hear you. Maybe it's my fault. if you can hear
me,
I think it's my phone. It's some crazy Chinese phone. Voodoo. What's bugging me is about this whole tranny problem. Was this guy named Paul Ehrlich in the 70s? He said that there would be mass starvation in the 70s. I remember he said population bomb is what he wrote. And he wasn't nothing but an entomologist who studied butterflies. Really, that's all. He said that they would have to be making artificial islands for people to live on. There would be nowhere for anybody to even live. And there was going to be mass starvation. Well, obviously, he must have been a Democrat because they always use words like scarce resources, sustainable, you know, this or sustainable that, because they don't believe in God. They don't believe the Bible, what it says, you know. So that's what they have started encouraging, homosexuality. You're not going to have no kids if you're homosexual, right? Well, that's what we need. No kids, and we need to learn how to do more with, you know, to feed people. Well, according to the Bible, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. Oh, well, we'll mess with the seeds. You know, I think the guy was a communist, but I can't put my finger on it. but he's the cause of most of the homosexuality we got going on now. In fact, right now I'm so mad at the way they're coming against Clarence Thomas, of all people. Well, they didn't come against him that bad when he had to do with throwing Roe v. Wade back to the States last year or whatever, you know. But now, you know what his problem is now? They're coming against that abortion pill, that half of all the abortions in this country are using that pill. Mithetristone, mithapristone, okay? And it's a very dangerous thing. When I first heard about it, probably just around 70. I mean, I heard about 95. Okay. They were giving it to the schools and hoping for the kids. And Planned Parenthood was hoping the parents wouldn't mind. Well, when I looked it up, it's only supposed to be given to people who are in the last stages of cancer. And that's how dangerous it was. And that's the most way they do it, abortions nowadays. And any time anybody makes a law against it, even like you can't mail it through the mail, there's such an out, rage. And poor old Thomas, do you remember that lady who came against him when he was, you're too young. When he was running for the Supreme Court, I mean, you know, that lady never got married. So I guess I think I probably know about that lady. You know, she was part of the problem. But they used it to. They always use it to use stuff like that to turn your thought to the devil. They don't. You know, praise, you know, this person. Well, I mean, if you want to have 8 children, Octomom, you know, that gets attention, and people help all over the place, you know. But that woman, what they did is when the news came on, well, kids come home at 3, and the news came home at 5, they asked the same old terrible question they've been asking all day long. That's a pubic hair on the Coke can. Oh, my God. I mean, we have been manipulated up one side and down another, and people have no idea that it even happened. And old Ehrlich, he's still around. He's still around. It doesn't matter to him that nothing happened in the 70s like he claimed. It doesn't matter. He just keeps on saying it, and people keep on believing it. Scarce resources, all this kind of stuff. I wish Trump had come on in so we could use all those patents that his uncle has, you know, those Tesla patents. We could have free energy. We don't have to worry about any, you know, any crazy stuff.
Well,
like,
talk about starvation. That sort of thing, that is a possibility because of our current system and the way we do things. We are not returning any nutrients back to the earth. So
every time.
So every time you plant a harvest and you reharvest and reharvest, you're taking nutrients out of the soil. And the food out of that becomes less nutritious. Where's all the nutrition going? Into us. And what happens when we die? Oh, we put ourselves into wooden and steel boxes to keep us away from Mother Earth, to reach immortality. And all of our waste goes to waste facility, you know what they do with it? They burn it. Nothing's going back to Mother Earth. So we are, as species, we are raping the planet of its resources.
I would love if there's
this project out there where you can be a earth seed, where you are planted into the ground with a tree. And you, as the person, will decay, rot, normal process, and grow the tree. We need more stuff like that. You need to, if you believe in God and all that stuff, you don't need a casket to achieve immortality. If you believe in God, your spirit is going to go and be with him. Let your body rot, as he intended.
Listen, the trees put off oxygen, and we put off CO2. We make the tree grow, and the tree helps us grow. But, you know, if everybody wants to come along and say all this kind of crap, we got to harvest the CO2. We can't have any CO2. Really? If you want, God will burn it all down for you. And then guess what will happen? You're going to be flooded with water, and you're going to, you know, the cliffs are going to be falling in on you. I think Tijuana's falling in now. From, you know, things I see. And they don't, but everybody, mostly Democrats, want to manipulate everything. They want the big dams. Oh, well, what happened to the dam? I mean, Lake Mead is drying up and all. Oh, no, there's no water in California. What? Oh, you want water? Okay. Now we got water. We can't tell God exactly what we want because we think we're smarter than him. Excuse me. There's a gas well over here. My nose gets stopped up and I can't breathe. that early guy, I mean, they put these people out there and everybody says, okay, then, okay, well, homosexuality is good. We won't have no babies. Oh, really? You know, the truth of it is we have a lot less population than we did way back, a lot less. I remember when my husband and I used to say we had all these posters and everything, and we said, you know, that all the population of the whole world could come to Texas and still have a foot of land to move around in. That's right. Overpopulation? See? Okay. I didn't know
I understand. I've flown around the planet. It's mostly empty space.
Sure it is.
Yeah, I know.
And all these people that want to turn that robots run everything, they wouldn't know how to grow food. They'd starve.
Farmland. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm for Agenda 21, the mega cities and all that, but I think we need more people with farmlands, more people being farmers. But right now, all the farmers are being forced to sell their farms. The big four agricultural industries are forcing farmers to sell their lands. They're forcing to sell their meat cheaper while the price is raised for us, consumer.
That is what I'm talking about. Government has no place telling people in a capitalist society what you're going to do with your... See, we're not capitalists anymore. That's why I said, I bet you that early guy was a communist, but I haven't put my finger on it. But see, the communists have been started for 100 years ago, and they figured by now they'd already have everything. But no, they don't. And so now they got to burn it down or whatever. But Adele Davis wrote a book in 1955. It was called Eat Well to Stay Fit. And there was a whole chapter on the value of magnesium to you, the body, the land, everything. And they say, oh, well, we don't have any fertilizer and blah, 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 blah. Magnesium is fertilizer. And it's not that expensive. I mean, if you're going to say, well, I guess food's going to be expensive if they're going to make you destroy your crops, whatever. But, you know, that's where capitalism, if we could just promote capitalism instead of the state knows best, then we would be able to see that the guy that has a better mousetrap, he comes out on top. And we got competition. oh, well, let's see, you know, we thought we could make them do this or that or the other, but no, there's some guy over there now who's got a solution to everything. Uh-oh, you know, that's capitalism. I like it.
Yeah.
Competition.
Capitalism makes it, I mean, you have a chance to make something innovative, but something innovative, once something, innovation is dangerous when you have a system that's capitalized on something and is hoarding it, you know, like why we can't have engines that run on water, free energy, because big oil and those a-holes won't let it happen.
I think Trump's uncle owned Tesla patents, and Tesla had all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Capitalism means there's enough money for somebody to pay a hitman to stop you from getting out your ideas.
They can't do it if God's on your side. I mean, they tried to kill Castro a long time, and they couldn't do it. I'm not saying God was on his side, but, you know, it's made a very interesting thing with the Bay of Pigs and the Kennedys, and now we got another Kennedy who wants to be president. Oh, please.
Yeah,
the curse is still on.
According to the Canadians, Fidel Castro lives on through his son.
Yeah.
Up there, Trudeau.
What? His days are up, and I'll tell you why. The people in Cuba are tired of it. Mm-hmm. So they, God had a plan for them, and it's being worked on.
Okay.
Really.
That's all time we have for today. I want to thank you for calling in.
Well, thank whoever that said, whoever that was that says, I guess Pat will have to call and get on a rant.
Yeah. That was over 9,000. Thank you for calling in. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man, the third eye is king. Educate yourselves.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.